Marianne Ahern to Channel 5 tweeted last night as at Chicago mayor reaches her two-year midway point as mayor. Her spokeswoman says Lightfoot is granting one-on-one interviews only to black and brown journalists. The mayor's office says that the mayor will only be doing one-on-one interviews with black and brown journalists. Paris Schutz and Heather Sharon from Channel 11 tweeted their confirmations of that report. And while Fox News nationally is reporting this too, it all stems from what Sharon and Schutz are saying over at WTTW. The mayor's office has not responded to confirm or deny this report. And she did do an interview a couple of days ago with MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle about the pandemic. Stephanie Ruhle is white. There was nothing remarkable about the conversation. So I wondered if this was all a misunderstanding by the reporters at Channel 11, who are pretty careful. Sharon was unavailable to come on the radio this morning, but she did confirm to me before the show the following. Channel 11 asked Lori Lightfoot for an interview. The mayor's communications person called them back to decline the interview. They were told that the mayor will only do one-on-ones with black and brown reporters. And I asked Sharon this morning if that was the stated reason for declining the interview. That is, it wasn't because the mayor was too busy, for instance, but that the reason was because of the race of the reporters, and Sharon said that that was explicitly their stated reason. Politica's Shia Capos reports the same this morning. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the city's first black female mayor, stunned City Hall press corps Tuesday when we learned she is only doing one-on-one interviews with black or brown reporters about her two-year anniversary. There are few minorities and zero women of color who cover the mayor on a daily basis, and she wanted to call attention to that, according to a source familiar with Lightfoot's decision. Channel 9's Tom and Bradley has an interview scheduled with the mayor at, I believe, 10 o'clock this morning. Tom, and this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning. It's Tamon, John. And I thought you wanted to talk about Tony La Russa.
I do. Trust me, last night before I went to bed, I would much rather have been talking about this. And then I saw this erupt on Twitter, and I thought, ah, this is just going to upset people left or right. So help me out with a couple of things. Number one, you do have an interview scheduled with her at 10 o'clock, right?
I do have an interview with the mayor this morning, and just in the last couple of minutes, she took to Twitter to talk about all of this, and she tweeted, "I ran to break up the status quo that was failing so many. This isn't just in City Hall. It's a shame that in 2021, the City Hall press corps is overwhelmingly white in a city where more than half of the city identifies as black, Latino, et cetera. This imbalance needs to change. Chicago's a world-class city, et cetera, et cetera."
Okay.
So, yes, she is leaning into this. It is confirmed that only black and brown journalists were invited. So I got the invite, John, Monday, and I thought nothing of it because the mayor will summon us to City Hall to do one-on-one interviews. You get a couple minutes and you're out. She'll usually do everybody that's a regular. And so I didn't realize that she was trying to basically make a political statement here with these interviews.
So in other words, I wonder if this is true then, Tamon, that the interviews that we're talking about that will only be one-on-ones with black and brown journalists, are these interviews scheduled maybe today to mark her two-year anniversary and not going forward, that down the road a Marianne Ahern or one of our journalists here at WGN Radio would yet still get an interview with her? Do you think that's the case?
I would think so. Yes, my understanding is this is to mark the 2 year anniversary of her being sworn in as mayor of Chicago, and it's a one time thing. So what I think is going on, and I will take it up with her for sure. But what I think she's trying to make a point. So two things can be true. It can be true that the City Hall briefing room lacks diversity. It is a majority white. And Channel 5, the political reporter, is a white woman. Channel 2, a white woman. Channel 7, a white male. Fox 32, a white male. WTTW, Heather and Paris rotate in and out, both white. And we could talk about radio. I'll spare you the details
It's the
there.
Same, yeah.
It's the, yes, it's the same, you know, the Tribune, Latino male, the Sun-Times, white woman. So it sounds like she wants to call attention to, you know, the political reporters, the City Hall beat. That is a very prominent position in the city of Chicago. And in 2021, with a black mayor, the beat lacks diversity. Now, do I think that a piece of this has to do with she has feuded recently with journalists? I know she's been unhappy with coverage, canceled her Tribune subscription. Do I think there's some of this is part of that? It may well be. So both of those things can be true. Not to mention, look, this is a mayor thinking about running for reelection. It's getting to the point where she'll have to gear up for that. This is something that the chattering class will be annoyed with, but black voters in the city of Chicago will probably say right on, because there is a lack of diversity on their television screens and on the radio covering her.
Maybe so. I think it's an unforced error. Maybe that could be true also. That is, if she wants to talk about her 2 years as mayor and what the next 2 years are going to be like, I'd like to know about that. But I think this is a pretty heavy-handed way to have that conversation. And now the conversation needs to be about both things, the lack of diversity in the newsrooms,
right.
And is it the mayor's job to fix, right? Like maybe the Tribune
got
the best person for the job. Maybe Channel 9 got the best person for the job, and they didn't look at the color of the person. And now what, Marianne Mahaffey has to be replaced by a black reporter? I don't know that that's fair. I don't know what the, you know, what's the mayor's prescription for this?
So what I would say as a candidate for National Association of Black Journalists Chicago, vice president of broadcast, running unopposed, which is the best way to run in an election, by the way, it is my personal position that newsrooms lack diversity. You may see me on television, but there's a real question about the people who produce the television, the people who write the scripts for the shows. And that is a challenge in the city of Chicago. That's a challenge in newsrooms elsewhere. And so news organizations do need to do a better job being more diverse, looking for diverse candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have when your lead person, if they're white, has a day off, the substitute, could be a person of color that you're grooming to have that position. You know, and there are qualified people who can do these jobs. They're passed over all the time. Now, is it the role of the mayor of the city of Chicago to raise that? I guess she can raise whatever issues she wants to raise. I can tell you that NABJ challenges that. Individuals have raised these concerns. So I just view it as political. I view it as this is something that will score points with black voters.
Maybe so. I one almost wonders if it doesn't boomerang, if this doesn't seem a little condescending. I mean, in a city where all of the power players tend to be women of color, here's a woman of color saying people of color are not being given enough opportunity. Imagine if she said this as a white person about white journalists. I know that's not apples to apples, because black people have been disenfranchised from positions of power or maybe from the media. But if a white mayor were to say that, I think this conversation is completely different. It's beyond heavy-handed.
Right. You mentioned that all of the women of color in positions of power in the city of Chicago, but why are there no women of color on the political beat regularly City Hall? That is that is something that by shining a spotlight, by asking that question, there is the hope. That's not going to be fixed overnight. Marianne Ahern's not going anywhere. She's fabulous. Craig Wall is terrific, not going anywhere. Heather Sharon, I respect these people tremendously. I enjoy when they interview the mayor, because, you know, I'll often go, that was a good way to ask that question. That
well,
was
sure,
I wasn't thinking about.
They're professional journalists. They're good at what they do.
And there are black working professional journalists who'd like an opportunity, who'd like a shot as well, John.
What is your reaction then to what she's doing? How do you feel about that? You're going to get the first crack at her, it sounds like, after this thing hits.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about, right? Pensions, right? She's sort of looking to everyone else for answers. So I'd like to hear how she's going to solve that problem. I want to talk Chicago Casino. I want to talk elected school board, why she's favoring this hybrid plan that has emerged. Rather than having everyone elected, I want to talk about police reform. Aldermen say she's sort of an obstacle to having a public commission that would oversee, may have the final say in police decisions.
Yeah.
So I'd like to discuss all of that. But I am curious, why Dana Kozlov is not interviewing her today. And I suspect I will raise that as well, John.
Well, listen, Tamon, it's nice to talk to you. Congrats on getting the interview, because she's not coming on with me today. And hopefully this is a one time. If her point was to make us aware of this imbalance in the press corps that's covering her, she stands there every day looking out at a sea of white faces, and she feels there's something wrong with that. Message received. But boy, I sure hope come Thursday that's not the rule, because that is a fix that makes things worse, in my opinion.
I got you, John. I obviously don't do opinions.
I'm glad you were able to join us today.
I hear you. I think it is a one-off, and there should be more access, not less. And
there you go.
She should talk to everyone who puts in a request who's a credible journalist.
Tamon Bradley is the anchor and political reporter at WGN-TV, and I appreciate you joining us. Thanks for giving us your time.
My pleasure.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Stay well.